Women's health needs, and especially our hormonal needs, are finally receiving the attention we've deserved for years. And Hormone Harmony, a new sponsor of SelfWork, rates as one of the top five hormonal supplement companies out there. If you're a young woman struggling with that week before your period when moods can be all over the place, and I certainly don't miss that, or older when you're so glad menopause is here, but if you're like me, you sometimes stare at yourself in the mirror and ask, where did I go? Hormone Harmony has become a phenomenon. Women cannot stop talking about it on social media, and a bottle of Hormone Harmony is sold every 24 seconds. Basically, if you breathe in and out slowly twice, that's the amount of time it takes for one more woman to understand she can reach out for help, no matter what her age, through Hormone Harmony. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code SELFWORK at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code SELFWORK for 15% off today. Hello and welcome to SELFWORK. I'm Dr. Margaret Rutherford, and this is a YGTG, or You Get the Gist. Certainly when you enter the world of psychotropic medications, psychotropic meaning drugs used for psychiatric or psychological treatment, some people respond positively to the first medication they try. Others develop what are fairly common side effects, some of which go away within a week or two, some of which are tolerated. In fact, I saw a new warning term out there called depressed settling, meaning you put up with side effects. Depressed settling. Interesting. And then some side effects actually preclude taking it. You can sometimes have to try many different medications, and it can take a long time to find something that works. And let's not forget, you're also trying to manage your illness all at the same time. It's also frustrating if your doctor says some side effects couldn't be the medication. I was put on Cerazone years ago, which has now been taken off the market in its pure form. I told my doc that I was seeing little stars when I first got up that went away in a few seconds, and he poo-pooed the idea that that could be the Cerazone, but guess what? I got off, and the stars, which I actually kind of enjoyed, went away. But side effects can be very difficult and can be hard on your body, your mind, and your spirit. So obviously the idea that there could be a test that could determine how a medication might affect you would be awesome, right? Well, now many are touting that they exist. I've had more than one patient or friend tell me that their psychiatrist or treatment center ordered a genetic test to help them make medication decisions, and then tell me all about the drugs they found would not be effective or where there would be harmful side effects. I looked online this week and found that you can actually see these for yourself, but it looked like they still needed to be ordered by a prescribing entity. The cost was around $300 for the most prominent one I reviewed. But do they really work? Or are they being so strongly marketed that they're being used without good research to back them up? So I looked to see what I could find. Just as recently as 2018, the FDA strongly warned against them. I'm quoting, for example, the FDA is aware of genetic tests that claim results can be used to help physicians identify which antidepressant medication would have increased effectiveness or side effects compared to other antidepressant medications. However, the relationship between DNA variations and the effectiveness of antidepressant medication has never been established. Except they go on to say that they have given limited FDA approval for certain usages, but you have to check. And then in the fall of 2019, Harvard research also said no. All these articles in your show notes. And I'm quoting again, genes determine some of our risk for depression and some of our response to treatment. However, no single gene or small number of genes determines much of either in the general population. And the few genes used in the current commercial test panels do not appear to be the key genes determining risk or response. Some of the genes tested are related to drug metabolism. These genes can affect drug levels in the blood, but generally don't predict clinical response. Other factors, including age, diet, hormonal state, gut bacteria, and any other concurrently taken drugs, are far more important in determining how a person metabolizes a drug and responds to treatment. However, what I found on the Mayo Clinic site, and they don't give dates, but I'm assuming they keep their site up to date, talked much more positively about these tests. Let me also make it clear that these tests are different than the genetic testing like 23andMe and that kind of thing now available to find your ancestors or give you other health information. We're talking about two different animals. So the Mayo Clinic does currently recommend some of these tests, but also state its limitations clearly. They say one single pharmacogenomic. Okay. Test cannot be used to determine how you will respond to all medications. You will need more than one, and I'm not going to say that word again, test if you're taking more than one medication. These tests are not available for all medications, and because they're only available for certain medications, your doctor determines if you need to have a test prior to beginning a specific treatment. And there are currently no tests like these for aspirin and many over-the-counter pain relievers. But I found another article through Mayo where they did mention a specific test and offered a much clearer explanation of how these tests may work. And I can say all these words. Genotyping tests such as cytochrome P450 tests may speed up the identification of medications that are likely to be better processed by your body. Ideally, better processing would lead to fewer side effects and improved effectiveness. CYP450 tests are generally used only when initial antidepressant treatments aren't successful. There are other CYP tests that are used in other areas of medicine, such as in cancer medications, such as if tamoxifen for breast cancer is likely to be more effective. A CYP2C9 test can help determine appropriate dosing of the blood thinner warfarin to reduce the risks of adverse effects. If you want to know the cancer medications, it's CYP2D6. But they say the field of pharmacogenomics, is growing, and many different types of genotyping tests are available. Tests differ widely by which classes of drugs they examine and how the tests are performed. So I hope that's helpful and you get the gist. Maybe the jury's still out, but it's certainly looking promising. Take good care. I'm Dr. Margaret, and this has been Self-Work.